Yeah, I've got to tell y'all, this is an enormous honor and a privilege for Teresa and I to have the opportunity to introduce this gentleman and his wife. I don't know if they're both going to be on the line or not, but I'll guarantee you that he is. And this is a gentleman who, when we first started, I asked for some help from him. We're not on his team. He has no financial, you know, gain here at all. And he graciously left Florida and came up here and did our first training for us, really.
Yeah, over 13 years ago, 13 and a half years ago.
And set us straight right from the very beginning. And I had to, you know, just give him full accolades and credit for anything that we really learned in the beginning. And we continue still calling him and his wife, probably on a monthly basis, if not twice a month, you know, just getting advice and counsel from him. You know, you wonder who we get our mentoring from. This is the gentleman and his wife who we go to and respect them, not only in Legal Shield, but, you know, just as people in life and their marriage and their family. And they're just a classy, classy couple, in my opinion. And so we really appreciate it. And we always joke back and forth, but this is one of the guys I appreciate most in my life.
I know. They're some of our favorite people. You know, the blessings in Legal Shield go beyond money. And here is a huge example. I mean, Cleve and Dulcie Pickens, we count as some of our closest, dearest friends. We would just do anything in the world for them and their kids, and I think they would do the same for us.
Well, he'd do anything for me, I'd do anything for him, and we don't do either thing for anybody. But this guy's been serving all his life. He's military retired, right? He was an officer.
Right.
I think he was a pilot, shot down a couple of times or once or twice, I think during Vietnam, right?
Right.
And also was an insurance agent, broker, and so he retired from the military, came out, was an insurance broker, and then what else did he do?
They live in Windermere, Florida now, but that's not all. They have a lake house in Mount Dora, Florida. And they have a mountain house in Dillard, Georgia. They've got three homes.
I think that thing is 7,000 square feet, and there's a lake underneath the balcony, I think.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Incredible lifestyle. I mean, this couple is really, we count them as our mentors. We look forward to the day that we can actually travel like they do, and we're getting really close to it. That's the exciting thing. They have two children, adult children, Cricket and Wes. They're both executive directors in Legal Shield. Cleve and Dulcie have been with Legal Shield, y'all, since 1985, and I want you to know that they set a record that it's not even been touched today.
No,
a company
first
record.
First year in the business.
Over 13,000 memberships for their first year. They and their organization did.
I think Cleve might have wrote those all by himself. Well, you know, he was on the road all the time doing 13,000 memberships the first year.
Right. And they're receiving humongous renewals, y'all. I don't know that they've written a membership themselves in years, but they are receiving incredible income on the renewals basis. Memberships were written over like 26 years ago. So it's amazing. They have over 115,000 associates who together have sold over. In fact, I know he got a call from home office. It was a home office call just to recognize him for he and his team for being near the $800,000 membership.
800 memberships.
Right, 800,000 membership mark.
Yeah, that's incredible.
Yeah. So, y'all.
Now, he didn't even start this till he retired. So, I just want all the people out there to know that's a little older.
That's right.
You know, not that he was old when he started, but, I mean, to be able to have a lifestyle like that. And they have literally made millions of dollars. But more important than that, they have helped hundreds of thousands of people. I mean,
they really have.
In the business.
Yeah. And they're two of the most respected people in the whole company. They've been on the Legends panel for home office at conventions. And anyway, we don't want to take up any more time. I want you to hear a little more of their story.
Well, his head's big enough now.
And Cleve has got the most simple, basic training that will empower you to go out tomorrow morning and really simplify your business and really make it more productive. So, Cleve, I can't wait to hear your training tonight. I always take notes. It's always valuable to me and to everybody else. So, thank you. You're retired. You don't have to be on the call tonight, but you are. You in a nanosecond, he said, yes, I'll do that for y'all. So, thank you.
He made
well,
you sleep.
Anytime. You know that. All you got to do is make the call, and I'm here.
I know.
Hey, Cleve, we didn't wake you up, did we, to get you on here?
No. You didn't wake me up. Dulcie fed me a nice meal tonight. We're up in the mountain house in Georgia. I think we're going to go home this weekend. We've been up here for a month, and it's time to go down to Florida. And so we're heading back down there for a few weeks, and then I don't know where we're going. We just have to flip a coin, I guess.
Jesus.
We've been planning our big trip this year. We're we're going to go to Alaska, and I'm going to rent an SUV, and we're going to travel the entire state of Alaska. We'll probably be there a month, maybe two, who knows. I'll stop by and see Sarah Palin, see how she's doing. But we're excited about that trip this year. Last year we took 3 weeks and went to Canada, and we traveled all across Canada, and we enjoyed it. And it's been a lifestyle that I just can't, you know, fathom. I mean, it's just been awesome. And, you know, the whole thing started back in 1985. I had just retired from the Army and looking for something to do. And I found, at that time, Prepaid Legal, which is now Legal Shield. And I got involved, and Dulcie and I found out the president of the company was going to be in Orlando. I live in Atlanta at the time. So we drove down and met with him, and I said, listen, could you tell me what I could do to be as successful as you are? And he looked me straight in the eye, and he said, Cleve, I'm going to tell you 5 things, and if you'll do these 5 things, I guarantee your success. As a matter of fact, I'll even put it in writing. I said, what are they? He told me. We drove back to Atlanta. I got on the phone, called a bunch of my friends over to the house, and I said, guys, I think I found a way that, you know, our dreams are going to come true, and I want to include you. You may be interested. You may not. I don't know. But let me tell you what it's all about. And I told them. So we all got involved in the company, and 12 months later, we had set a company record. And by the way, I still hold that record. I was on the phone today. I got a call from Diana Williams because I'm knocking on the door of those 800,000 memberships, and I don't know what they're going to do, but they want me to call them the minute I hit it, so I'm going to, and hopefully it will be something big. But anyway, we got involved with the company and set that record. And of course, you know, if anybody breaks my record, please be on my team. But we have just done these 5 things and been successful. And tonight I'm going to share them with you because I'll tell you the same thing the president of the company told me. If you'll do these 5 things, I guarantee your success. Number one, he told me to make out a list of names. Now, I know y'all have heard that. You've heard that so many times. But I bet you many of you haven't done it yet. Because my own team hasn't. I'll get with them and I'll say, let me see your list. And they don't have it. And I say, why don't you do this? It's very, very important. Today we are very fortunate that all of us have cell phones. And folks, let me tell you something. A new person in the business, all they have to do is call the names in their cell phone. And if I bet you've got 400 names in a cell phone. And these are people you know. These are people that you listen to. As a matter of fact, what we did at the time was we told them that part of our training was to do 10 presentations a week, and I was wondering if you would be one of my 10. Now, you know, these are friends of mine. These are people that are in my cell phone today. And back then, I used an address book. I didn't have a cell phone. But that has helped me a lot. It's helped me to build my business. Those names are right there for you, and you just got to start contacting them. The second thing he told me to do, number two, he told me to do 2 presentations a day, every day, Monday through Friday. He said, Cleve, I'll give you the weekends off, but you got to be consistent. I said, that's easy. He said, no, it's not. It's not easy at all. And I found out it wasn't as easy as I thought it was because we're talking every day. I'm not talking doing 1 today and skip tomorrow, maybe do 3 on Wednesday. I'm talking 2 every single day, Monday to Friday. And those presentations can be that cell phone contact. You're on the phone, you're talking to them, you set up an appointment, and if nothing else, you give them a DVD, and then number three, follow up. You know, it doesn't do you any good to hand out DVDs and talk to people if you don't follow up. I could put a DVD on the back of my dog Roxy and send her out in the neighborhood, and somebody would take it off. But, you know, I need to follow up with it. Follow up is important in our business. And number four, he told me to attend a weekly briefing. And I said, but we don't have a weekly briefing. He said, fantastic. Start one. My first meeting was so bad, if I hadn't have been there, you know, given it, I would have left. I literally stood up in front of the room and read the presentations from my brochure. I got in there and I said, okay, title one, and I started reading. And even with that, we had two people sign up that night. So, you know, it doesn't matter how you do it as long as you do it. And then, of course, he told me to attend all company events. Now, Frank and Teresa know this, but a lot of people don't. The first convention that I ever attended in this company was held in the Ada Country Club, and there were 70 people there. That was it. 70 people at a convention. Can you imagine? I mean, you're talking about blazing the trail. Harlan gave all of us machetes, and today we got a super highway. And, you know, it's because of that. You know, think about Mr. Stonecipher when he started the company. He had no supplies. He had no DVDs, no associates. All he had was an idea and a dream. Something every one of us should have tonight is an idea and a dream of where we want to take this company and where we want to take our families. And look what he accomplished. Don't let anyone steal your dream. There are dream stealers out there, and most of them are broke. So don't listen to those kind of people. And number five, and the most important thing of all, I think, that he told me, he said, I want you to recruit three people and never have less than three people at level one on your front line. So if one of the three people that I recruit move up to another level, that leaves me a space, and I got to go fill it. And that's all I've done for the last 27 years is those five things. It's made me a charter member of the Millionaires Club. It's made me a platinum executive director. I got my jacket. I've done all the things. The only thing I miss about being retired today is not being able to go on all the trips. But I lived in Hawaii for a year, so I didn't miss that one. But, you know, folks, today Dulce and I can go where we want to go, when we want to go. We have three homes, as Teresa said. Our main house is in Windermere, Florida. Some of you have heard about Windermere. Shaquille O'Neal made us famous, and so did Tiger Woods. They all live there. They live right across the lake from me. No, I don't live in those $10, $20 million mansions that they do, but my house is pretty nice. And, folks, it's just as simple as that. That's about as simple as I can make it. I do these same five things with my team today as I did 27 years ago. And a lot of them are doing it. And because they are, I've got a lot of executive directors. I got a lot of Millionaire Club members on my team. I don't know how many ring earners. And that call from Diana Williams today, you know, even though I've been retired for 5 years now, I haven't sold a membership and I haven't recruited anybody in 5 years, and I'm in a high six-figure income every year in just retirement money off of my residual income. Now, folks, I got news for you. That's the lifestyle that you want. It is awesome. Teresa? I'll take any question or do whatever you want me to do, but that's about all I can say.
Well, you said it. You know, people think that, you know.
They think it's complicated.
Yeah, you keep it so simple.
No, it's not complicated. You know that. It's just to go out and do it. If you look at these five things, they're very simple things to do. And I don't understand why everybody in the company's not doing them.
Well, they just get confused, and they try to do everything, and
Always try to make it complicated. A lot of people say, oh, Cleve, it can't be that easy. And I said, okay, do it your way. I know what I'm going to do. And, you know, now I say I haven't done anything in 5 years. That's not really true. And you know that.
No, you still train.
I work with my team probably on a daily basis. I get phone calls. I do three ways. I do conference calls like yours. And I run across people all the time. And matter of fact, today I sponsored a guy that I ran into in Key West, Florida. He tried to sell me a timeshare, but I sold him on Legal Shield instead.
I believe that.
I got a call from him today, and he said, I'm in. I said, no problem. I've got the greatest guy down in Florida. I'm going to put you under him, and he's going to handle you personally. So what I do today is I just put people under my team, under the people in the Players Club, people that are working, because I know that they'll work with them. And I'm happy with the overrides.
I guess you are.
Cleve, you're living the perfect lifestyle that we're all looking for. You know, I know that you've retired from the military. Now you've retired from this. And, you know, you just are the standard for all that we're shooting for. I wish everybody had a chance, an opportunity to meet you. And we're going to bring you up here soon and let you do a meeting.
And, Cleve, you're the one that really told us you should ask yourself the two questions at the end of every day. And, you know, would I want to be sponsored by myself? And if everybody on my team did what I did today, you know, would I like that?
How big would my organization be if they did what I did today?
There you go. That is awesome. So I hope everybody writes those two questions down. If you ask yourself that every day, that's a telling, it's kind of a wake-up call, I think, for us all. So would you repeat them for everybody?
You know, excuse me, how big would my organization be if they did what I did today? And the thing about that simple question, number one, I'd start all of my training programs with a slide that has that on it because it's important, you know, and then I talk about it. And let me talk about that for a minute while I'm there.
All right.
You know, Teresa, you and Frank have some of the best Super Saturdays I've seen. I mean, y'all bring in the biggest studs in the world to share their programs with you. But what I found is that, let's say you bring in Larry Smith this week, and Larry Smith gets up and tells you how he built his business. He better tell you he did these five things, or I'll kick you. Well, never mind. But he's going to tell you how he built his business, and Mike Dorsey, and then there's a new associate there that's going to say, okay, I'm going to do exactly what he said. He writes it down, and he starts doing it. And next month, you know, here comes somebody else in. And that person is very successful, platinum, and they say, this is how I built my business. Now, that associate from last month, he says, oh, well, I like that plan better. I'm going to do that one. And then next month, Russell Peden comes in, and Russell Peden tells everybody, this is what I did. This is, oh, I like that. I'm going to change and do that one. Well, folks, what happens is you're just like a sailboat with no rudder. Every time the wind blows, you go in a different direction. Stop changing your plan. Get a plan. If it's mine, fantastic. Stop doing it from my point tonight on. Every time somebody comes in now, every month, you listen to what they say, and anything they say that can make your plan better, then you just take that and tweak it a little bit and make your plan stronger. Don't change your plan. You're just adding to it. You're taking the nuggets, things that you can use. But you got to stop changing every month when somebody comes in, or you'll never go anywhere.
That's great advice, Cleve. I mean, we've seen that happen for 14 years now.
Yeah, you know, I have too, Frank.
We've probably been guilty of it also, you know, going to some place and they go, we'll do what Frank and Teresa did.
Frank, you know me. If I come in there, and I hadn't been there in many years, but if I come back to Charleston, you're going to hear the same briefing. You're going to see the same slides. Because I don't change my plan. I'm doing the exact same thing today that I did 27 years ago when somebody set me down and said, here's five things. If you do them, I guarantee your success. and I'm still doing those today. I will not change for anybody.
I love it. I love it.
And it's paid off big time.
Yeah.
It really has.
775.
You know, and I've done training for you two or three times, and
yep.
You know, oh, that's the same old thing he did last time he was here. So what's your point?
No, they didn't say that, Cleve. They said they loved it. You know that.
I know they didn't, Frank. I'm just being funny.
Okay, so that's question number one. What's the second question?
What was the second question?
Something
did
about
I, say
two?
I don't think
everybody did what
I
did.
Want to be my own. What I want to. What I want to be sponsored by me.
Would I want to be sponsored by me? Heck yeah, I would. Oh, you guys are funny. I just
want everybody to know. I wanted to get to know you, and I want to know your simple philosophy because
it worked.
Well, it just takes all the pains out of it.
Mm-hmm.
It just, you know, you don't have to confuse yourself what you're going to do every day.
Right.
You know,
it's very simple. Every morning you get up and you say, okay, I'm going to call these next 10 people from and go to A to Z on your cell phone. My gosh, that's the greatest tool for marketing that I've ever seen in my life is a cell phone.
Yeah.
You don't have to call a stranger. You got their phone number. You know who they are because you put them in your cell phone. They know who you are. And you just call them up and just say, hey, listen, man, I got involved with a new company. It's called Leadership, and part of my training is for me to do 10 presentations a week. That's two a day, by the way. And I was wondering if you would be one of my 10. Now, if he's your friend, what do you think he's going to say? Yes. Come on over.
I got you. Cleve, how important are our tools?
Well, right
I
there.
The website and the CDs and DVDs and stuff to you.
Yeah. I love it. I love the business. I love the income. And, of course, Dulce definitely does. I made a deal with Dulce when she and I got married that I'd make the money and she could spend it, and she's still ahead of me.
I
don't think she can get ahead of you, Cleve.